Psalm 136 is kind of a catalog of the goodness of God. I've titled it Skillful Goodness. You'll see why in a second. We won't have time to look at the whole thing, and it's very repetitive because there's a refrain in it, because after all, it is a song, and that refrain is, "For his loving kindness is everlasting." So rather than read that a bunch of times, I'm going to select a few verses here that talk about this skillful goodness. Verse 1, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." Look down in verse 5, "To him who made the heavens with skill, skillful goodness." 7, "He made the great lights." 8, "The sun to rule the day." 9, "The moon and the stars to rule by night." Verse 10, "He smote the Egyptians and their firstborn." 11, "He brought Israel out from their midst." Verse 13, "He divided the Red Sea and he made Israel pass through it. And he overthrew Pharaoh and his army." 16, "To him who led his people through the wilderness, for his loving kindness is everlasting." All of these things that he did, the smiting of great kings, killing mighty kings that were in opposition to Israel and were a threat to Israel, all of these things God has done because of his loving kindness that's everlasting. It's kind of neat when he summarizes everything in verses 23 through 26. "He remembered us in our low estate, for his loving kindness is everlasting. He has rescued us from our adversaries, and his loving kindness is everlasting. He gives food to all flesh, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Give thanks to the God of heaven, for his loving kindness is everlasting." Picking up on a theme here, Selah, the skillful goodness of the Lord God.